Students at WSU's Health Sciences campus and the colleges of pharmacy, nursing, and medicine won't receive much face-to-face teaching this semester. Dr. Farian Williams is the Associate Dean of Clinical Education for the College of Medicine at WSU's Tri-Cities campus.
And one of the reasons we decided to go with a learn-in-place model is, one, to keep the students safe, and social distancing in the classroom would be very difficult given the size of the class. And it allowed us to really plan for a robust curriculum and really be able to deliver a quality education for these students.
That means lots of Zoom time for students. But in an attempt to retain some of the tradition of medical school, Williams and his fellow faculty members are carrying on with a few established rituals. On Friday, new medical students participated in the annual White Coat Ceremony. Normally, students gather in an auditorium, and they walk up on stage to receive their coats and shake hands with the dean. This time, the ceremony is held outside on campus. They drive up one at a time in their cars, get out, masks on, receive their coats on a makeshift stage, and pose for a quick picture. A virtual ceremony later in the evening provides students with their formal welcome to medical school. Now the hard work begins. Third and fourth year medical students are scattered around the state, assigned to clinical settings. Students will continue to see patients while wearing protective equipment. First and second year medical school is mostly study, but there's also a scaled back clinical component planned. An anatomy lab, a staple for first years, will be conducted online, not with students exploring real cadavers.
We don't have the full scope of experience. It's a partial experience, but they do still get some clinical experience.
Which for now is probably the best they can hope for. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.